call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, good morning and welcome to Feedback. It's Tuesday. The phone lines are open. 715-845-2155 is the number to call. We can discuss any topic that has tripped your trigger today in the last few days, whatever the case may be. I wanted to touch for a moment and get your feedback. I'm interested to hear what people think about this. This ordinance in Wausau on prostitution and the way they're going about it these days. We had the story on the news this morning. Wausau police issued citations to 8 people in an undercover prostitution sting. They weren't targeting the pimps. They weren't targeting the prostitutes. They were targeting the Johns. They were targeting the customers. They placed a fake online ad that offered sex for money. 60 people responded to the ad. 8 actually made arrangements to meet an undercover officer. They're going to be fined $2,000 each under the city's new prostitution ordinance. My question is this. How do you feel about the police enticing people to break the law? And should that be something that the police do? Should that be the way you target a problem, is by enticing people who have not broken the law to break the law? Should the police be allowed, or maybe not allowed is the right word, should the police use this as a quote-unquote enforcement tool to entice people to break the law who might not otherwise do it? You can suggest that these people would have done it anyway. They would have responded to some other ad online. My suggestion is, if prostitution is illegal, and it is, then you go after the people who are already running the ads that people are responsible for. You don't run your own fake ad and entice people to respond to it and then arrest them and fine them. I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about that. Let's go to the phone this morning. Good morning. What do you think? What's on your mind?
Yeah, you were talking about the how the police handle the prostitution.
Right.
It sounds like you're thinking it's more of an entrapment, but you got to take into account when people go on things like Craigslist or whatever, and they're looking for something like that. It's not really enticing them if they have to go to that section of whatever to find what they want. Chances are they're looking for that anyway.
Well, I agree, and I just said that, you know, obviously these people, many of these people would probably do it anyway and respond to a different ad. My thought, though, is should the police be spending their time enforcing the law this way, or should they go after the people who are already running the ads that are advertising the illegal service?
I would say they probably should go after the people who are already running the ads, because you'll never get all the people who are going to try and use that service. But if you can stop it at the source, then it's probably a more efficient way of doing things.
Yeah, I think they're probably doing that too. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155 is the number to call. It just seems to me that this targeting of people who have not yet broken the law and is enticement or is entrapment, if you want to call it entrapment. I don't think the police, a government agency, should be in the business of doing something that asks people to break the law and then arresting them and fining them when they do. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hey, man, what's up, Thomas? Les.
Hey, Les, what's going on?
I'm just in between my plans right now, but I had to call you quick. Look, man, you know that's entrapment. You can't offer somebody a T-bone steak and all they used to eat in the spam, man. Come on. You know they're putting some real good-looking bride on the website, man, and she looking better than a two-day-old steak, man. And these dudes, man, they're just running to it. You know it's entrapment. They have a temporary lapse of lunacy when they see them chicks.
Apparently, though, it's not entrapment because the police are doing it. They're arresting these people and they're fining them $2,000. And I'm not sure a court is going to say, no, that's illegal. You can't do that.
If they got a halfway decent lawyer, man, they can beat the case.
You think?
I think so, man. It's entrapment, man.
I would tend to agree with you, but I'm not sure the courts would. Not that I'm going to ever test it and find out.
You're going to test the theory, man?
Now, not me. Maybe somebody else can do it and be the test case for it, but it's not going to be me. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, man.
Take it easy. 715-845-2155 is the number to call here. That's one of the topics. Let's go back to the phone here. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
If you think that's entrapment, then how are we winning the war on drugs?
We're not.
Pretty much we're doing exactly the same thing.
We're not winning the war on drugs.
You work from the bottom and you work your way up.
We're not winning the war on drugs. The war on drugs is a spectacular failure.
It's working, no, because there are some drugs that are getting off the street. You can't say that it's not working.
You could say that when there are drug busts and they show you these big collections of cocaine or big collections of heroin that are being taken into custody, that is like the trickle from the tip of an icicle that will quickly be replaced by another supply. The war on drugs in this country has been a spectacular failure. And I've got people I know people who are involved in the war on drugs, and I'm not belittling what they do. They're on the front line. They're on the tip of the spear. But we have to you look at the prison population and the amount of people that are in prison for minor drug violations, for marijuana violations. I'm not talking about the cartels and the hardcore dealers of things like heroin and things like that. But this is something I wanted to touch on here in a little bit as a separate topic. But, man, I'll tell you what, the war on drugs, the money we have spent, is the problem any better than it was 30 years ago? I don't think so. Look at the prison population.
But you know where you get that money? You get that money from the drug boss. You use that money that you end up confiscating to turn around and purchase the drug.
Yes.
Without that, we would have more on the taxpayer's dollar.
Well, that's certainly true. And certainly some of the, you know, a lot of the stuff that we confiscate from drug dealers is turned into money that helps fight other drug dealers. That's certainly true. But there's still a lot of tax money. And you look at the prison, the amount of money we spend on people in prison is astronomical. I mean, we have a larger prison population than any other civilized country in the world, and it's not even close. And the majority of the people that are in prison, let me see if I can find the number here.
But there are other countries who enforce much harsher penalties than the U.S. do. You know, when you take a look at some of the European countries, you know, if they're caught stealing, they half off a hand.
Right.
If they're caught drunk and driving, you know, they take away their license for life. I mean, there are harsher penalties other than jail. So you do have to take a look at that as well.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Yeah, this situation with the drug situation in this country, it's my opinion that you need to work from the other end. We work on staunching the supply. We work on hammering the supply. In my opinion, we need to spend more on the other end of the equation, stopping the demand. Stopping the demand of the illegal drugs and convincing folks that there are better ways to handle the problems they have than the hard drugs that they get involved with and get addicted to. And until that supply is minimized, and I mean, until that demand is minimized, the supply is always going to be there, because by making the drugs illegal, that means the money involved is huge. The cartels are involved, the violence that entails because of the money involved. 715-845-2155. That topic, of course, is blowing up the phone. So before we take a few more calls, we need to take a quick break. This is Feedback. We'll be back after this on WSAU.
Hi, this is Brett Luck, the general manager at WSAU. How would you feel if we tried to force you to sign a contract to listen to our radio station? We'd never ask you to do that, and you'd never sign it anyway. So why would you do business with an internet or phone company that requires a contract? There is a better solution. Switch to Charter Business. You'll get internet that's over 15 times faster than phone company DSL, plus phone with more business-grade calling features and unlimited long distance. And they don't make you sign a contract. Don't let the phone company force you to use their outdated internet and phone. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE, that's 877-249-2863 today, and get Charter Business Internet with speeds up to 60 megabits for just $55 per month when bundled with phone and no contract. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE, 877-249-2863. Call 877-BIZ-BUNDLE, that's 877-249-2863.
Looking for a good deal and a great meal? Welcome to the WSAU Restaurant Spotlight, shining a light on the best that Central Wisconsin restaurants have to offer. Heard three times daily on News Talk 550 WSAU and 99.9 WSAU FM.
It's never too early for a Friday fish fry. Try the Early Bird Fish Fry Special at the Neskies at Gulliver's Landing. Fresh baked or deep fried with a work, served between 11 and 5 every Friday at the Neskies at Gulliver's Landing and Rib Mountain. Proud to be voted Wausau's choice for seafood.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate for existing businesses and cash for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. This is by far the fastest and best loan available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-213-9850 now.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Senator Lindsey Graham recently made a pretty accurate assessment of Obama's foreign policy failures. He said, America is the glue that holds the free world together. Leading from behind is not working. The world is adrift. And President Obama has become the king of indecision. His policies are failing across the globe. And by the way, he's absolutely right. From Iraq to Russia, Syria to Iran, it's hard to see anywhere where Barack Obama has actually led with any moral clarity. Indecision is not a foreign policy. Now, if the administration truly believes that Obama has been successful when it comes to foreign affairs and that the world is more tranquil under Obama's leadership, then we have to wonder what news reports is the White House reading. They must be watching MSNBC. Because America's failing to lead and the world is worse off because of it.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
You've been thinking about moving over to solar power for your home. So are a lot of other people, which is why some power companies are pushing for extra fees to make up the difference. Is it finally happening? Is solar power actually becoming a threat to the old power conglomerates? Don't fund big power's losses while everybody else goes solar. Get caught in the middle or go with a trusted local solar company and actually own it and reduce your energy bill with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. Get tax breaks and big monthly energy savings. Avoid falling behind and paying extra. Don't be the last one in line. Our nation's power supplies are shifting. Wait too long and you may wind up paying for it. Want to completely eliminate your power bill? Get all the tax incentives you're entitled to while you still can. And do it locally, because local is accountable and we finance. Call 1-800-MY-SOLAR for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
And we're back here. This is Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Let's go back to the phone here. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Tim from Lublin.
Tim, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I think you're kind of contradicting yourself here, and I just want to make the following. When you were saying that you thought this was enticing to put up an ad and hammer the Johns, and yet at the same time you're saying that with the drug problem, what we're doing is we're going after the dealers and not going for the people, the customers that are buying them, that are, you know,
well,
causing the demand.
Yeah, you misunderstand me. I'm not talking about going and arresting the users on that end. I'm going and educating and helping the users get off the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think the majority of our efforts should be. The money spent should be on programs to get the people off the drugs who are addicted to them, not arresting them and throwing them in jail where we already have half. Some studies say half of the entire prison population in the country are in prison for drug offenses.
Okay, but I still say, you know, if they're going to go for the, go after the Johns, it's the same thing as kind of going for, you know, the customers for the drugs. Now, it's a different angle, but I don't see that as any sort of, you know, enticement, because everyone I think else has pointed it out too, is that if they didn't do it with an online ad, they could possibly do it at a local strip club or possibly on the street or with these escort services. That they're going to find another way to do it.
Don't you think that people who are addicted to drugs, the majority of people who are addicted to drugs, would rather not be addicted to drugs and would get off the drugs if they in fact had the resources to do that?
Yeah. The only way they will do that is when they finally have bottomed out. From everyone I've talked to that's gone through and dealt with addictions and substance abuse, the only time they ever do that is they have to get to a point when they decide, well, what do I want to do? Do I want to live or do I want to die? And then will they seek out the help they need. And I think we should have more programs. And I think locally funded by different charities rather than by the government, because once the government gets involved, you get a whole boondoggle that you have to deal with.
Well, considering we're spending, let me see if I have the number here, the fighting marijuana use in this country, some estimates put the cost for local and for federal and state governments at $20 billion a year. If you took a chunk of that and started putting it into programs as opposed to the fighting it from the other end, I think that would be a much better use of the money, just in my opinion.
I agree with you, but I think the way you would get it to that programs is if you encourage people to donate to it, and if you could cut it so that the private sector could make the donations to those programs. The ones I've seen that have been most effective have been organizations like Catholic Charities and others that don't get government funding to support that because, I don't trust it. Look at what's happened with the support we've given to the VA and how our veterans have been mistreated for medical use. If you have the government trying to do that for drug and addiction and that sort, I think it's going to be just as big a mess.
I would agree that if you're going to use government money or put money in government programs, it should be at the local level, as local as possible, whether it's city, whether it's county. Even state, possibly. But, yeah, you're right about that becoming a boondoggle when it gets too big. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Got some other calls I want to get to here. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Jim.
Hey, Jim, go ahead.
Hey, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Turn your radio down a little bit.
Okay, hang on. It's off.
Okay, go ahead.
When they were talking about the war on drugs, yes, we are losing it miserably. But just like anything else that they've done, whether it's the drunk driving laws or anything else, it's all revenue. That's what they do it for. That it's entrapment because they want revenue.
They can't
run the state on the taxes that they get. They got to have the revenue from the fines in order to make the city run, or the county run, or the state run.
So it's your suggestion, going back to the original story we were talking about, the prostitution sting, that the reason they are doing it basically is not to stop prostitution, it's for budget reasons?
Absolutely.
There may be something. I don't know if I. First of all, no one is going to admit that. Nobody in law enforcement, nobody in city government is going to admit that.
No, nobody's going to admit it, but it's true. I mean, think about it. Did you know that it's illegal to drive on the median when you are pulling out of a driveway? No, it's true stuff. The median in the middle of the road is for the people that are driving down the road and want to turn into a driveway. It's not for people that are coming out and waiting, crossing one lane of traffic, waiting to get into another lane.
Okay.
That's a $175 fine.
You've been busted for that, I take it.
A friend of mine just got busted last week for it.
Mm. So you're suggesting that many of the laws we have on the books are not for crime-fighting purposes, they are for budget reasons.
Absolutely. Look at the drunk driving law. They started at 0.15, then they went down to 0.1. Well, they didn't catch enough people at 0.1, so they dropped it to 0.08. You're no more drunk at 0.1 than you are at 0.08.
Interesting. All right. It'd be interesting to hear from somebody in law enforcement or local government to respond to that. But I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Interesting take on that. I tell you what, we need to take a break for some news, and we're going to come back with more. This is Feedback on WSAU.
something you bring up in everyday conversations per se, but if I do have anyone or someone that's discussing it, that would be the person I would recommend is John Bittgen and his staff. My name is Patrick Bratz, and I'm the executive director of the Oregon Board of Dentistry in Portland, Oregon. Because my father was a World War II veteran, we wanted to have a funeral with full military honors, and John Bittgen and his staff worked with the various veterans organizations to put that together. And to me, it was the most outstanding part of the whole ceremony. John and his staff were outstanding, very detail-oriented, just does exceptional work. We just picked up the phone and they took care of everything from that moment on.
Say goodbye your way. John J. Bittgen Funeral Home in Schofield and Higgins Funeral Home in Wisconsin Rapids can help you leave your loved ones with the memories, smiles, and sense of closure that you want them to have. Call John at 715-359-2828.
This is a cannon, but it's not just any cannon. This cannon is specially built to fire 14-foot 2x4 boards at a speed of 150 feet per second. You know what else can shoot a 14-foot 2x4 board at a speed of 150 feet per second? A tornado. But when you're taking shelter inside an ADC Safe and Storm Room, that tornado can't touch you. The Safe and Storm Room was designed and engineered according to government standards to stand up to anything a tornado could throw at it. And they were tested locally, right here in Weston, where they fired a 2x4 cannon at it again and again until they were absolutely sure that the Safe and Storm Room would protect you and your family. Don't settle for anything less than the best severe weather protection that money can buy. Go to safeandstormroom.com, watch the cannon test, and order your Safe and Storm Room now. Get free shipping through October 1st. Safe and Storm Rooms by ADC, because tomorrow counts.
Work hard, play hard. That's the mantra of the John Deere Gator XUV lineup at Caroline Implement. Whether you're blazing trails or moving firewood, nothing carries the load quite like a Gator. And with seating for up to four people, it's easy to own the off-road. Visit Caroline Implement today to see the full lineup of John Deere Gators and learn how you can make one yours. Hurry into Caroline Implement for great financing and cash off on the full lineup of Gator XUVs. Find a store near you at carolineimplement.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, who's built a whole new experience?
Elnida.
Offering more non-smoking gaming, new slots and old school favorites, a new poker room, and hot table game action.
Elnida.
Where can you get a taste of the good life with five brand new restaurants? And where can you find more of what you're looking for?
Only Elnida.
Oneida Casino, Green Bay.
Seniors have a lot of choices when it comes to Medicare companion plans. In Wisconsin, the top choice is WPS Health Insurance. With WPS, you get Wisconsin-based service, a health club membership at no additional cost, the freedom to choose any doctor you wish wherever you travel, and of course, comprehensive coverage that starts where Medicare stops. Medigap plans from WPS.
This is an advertisement for insurance. Neither WPS Health Insurance nor its agents are connected with the federal Medicare program. Market share statement based on data submitted to Wisconsin OCI.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
And good morning. Increasing sunshine now in 65 degrees. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. Some more John Doe-themed documents are going to be released later this month, the ruling coming from an appeals court. These are 34 files that the Wisconsin Club for Growth had tried to keep under wraps. The John Doe investigation focuses on the recall elections involving Governor Walker and Republican senators. Prosecutors had earlier outlined a theory that they believe Governor Walker was coordinating with some conservative groups, but they have since said that Walker is not the target of the investigation and the governor denies any wrongdoing. There may be an Ebola case in the U.S. A man is ill in a Manhattan hospital, Mount Sinai, and they're waiting for results to come back. Doctors say it takes 24 to 48 hours to complete the test. This woman taking it in stride.
It's not an airborne thing that you have to come in contact and touch the patient or touch some of their bodily fluids.
Meanwhile, that doctor who became ill while in Africa is being returned to the U.S. today. She's on an isolation flight traveling to Atlanta and will then be in the hospital at Emory University. One earlier American missionary who got a special serum dose that's only experimental for the time being is said to be improving. Wisconsin's corn crop is not maturing as fast as it should because of relatively dry weather. Officials say the percentage of corn in the silk and dough stages is below average compared to the past 5 years. Some areas picked up some rain yesterday, but others didn't get as much as they need. A lot of farmers say what they really need is a couple of warm growing days in a row. WSAU News Time, 8:33, Brewers and Giants tonight, 6:35 is our game time. Let's get a preview of what's coming up in a half hour on today's Jerry Bader Show.
Coming up after 9, barn wedding dances. Why are they so popular and controversial? As we approach the 40th anniversary of Richard Nixon's resignation, the real lesson of Watergate, there's an expression that's always annoyed me. All of that in a bag of chips. I just don't get it. But you wouldn't believe what they can do with a bag of chips these days. It's kind of scary. And everybody seems pleased that Brett Favre and the Packers are reuniting. But did Favre really keep the franchise in Green Bay? The Jerry Bader Show after 9. News, talk, sports, WSAU.
Partly sunny to partly cloudy today for our Newsline 9 forecast. Highs mid and upper 70s. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid 50s. Some fog redeveloping by daybreak tomorrow. That's the latest news, weather, and sports. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
Since 2009, the Never Forgotten Honor Flight has helped over 100,000 veterans fly to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials built in their honor. News Talk 550 WSAU, 99.9 WSAU FM, Coons Hearing Center in Schofield, and Interim Healthcare, Home Care, and Hospice, Grand Avenue, Wausau, have designated the Never Forgotten Honor Flight as our official charity. Listen for opportunities to help local veterans and their families make the trip of a lifetime. Brought to you by Coons Hearing Center in Schofield and Interim Healthcare, Home Care, and Hospice, Grand Avenue, Wausau.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Let's go back to the phone this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Rick. How you doing, Tom?
Hey, Rick. What's up?
Hey, Tom. I just want to say one thing. You are by far the greatest morning talk show guy because you make me want to pick up the phone and call in every time you're on, man. You are the most effective ever.
So I annoy you more than anybody else ever, huh?
No, it's not annoy. It's just you get my mind working and you make me want to debate.
All right.
Tom, a couple principles. First of all, one of the reasons why there's so many people in jail on drug charges is there's so much drug activity. When there's that much illegal activity, if there were that many bank robbers as there were drug transactions happening in Wausau today, it would be absolutely shocking to everyone. So therefore, you're going to have a disproportionate number of people incarcerated for drug offenses simply because of the number of drug offenses that happen in the country. Secondly, the people that are in on drug offenses have other charges, usually involving a weapon in drugs. It's not just smoking a little pot and going to jail for 5 years. They're either dealing or they're using guns involved in crime and other things that are drug-related.
There are states in this country that will incarcerate people in prison, not in jail, but in prison for possession.
And yeah, if it's a large enough amount, and it's usually possession with the intent to deliver. The problem there, and the other problem with your premise is you said that people who are on drugs or addicted to drugs want to get off. People who are addicted to substances don't necessarily feel that they're addicted to that substance. And so, therefore, either don't want help or don't think they need help. And for you to determine if someone has a drug problem or an alcohol problem or anything else is much easier from the outside looking in than the inside looking out.
Shouldn't there be more options, though, for someone who is arrested for drugs to have the ability to go into programs as opposed to being incarcerated? And wouldn't that be a better use of our money than to just keep throwing millions and millions of dollars down the prison rat hole. And let's face it, prisons in this country are now a for-profit business. They're big business and big money, and that plays into the equation as well.
Absolutely they are, and there is some truth to your premise that some people would want to go through the rehab and all the other stuff. And maybe we need to look at expanding that, but the problem again being that most of these people would choose that option not believing that they have a problem. Yeah, I'll go into rehab instead of going to jail. It sounds much better. They go through the rehab programs. They go blah, 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 and they move on.
Yeah.
And they go right back to their lifestyle of using. You know, the recidivism rate on almost all drug and alcohol addictions is absolutely through the charts.
Well, when I'm talking about drug abuse, let's make it clear that I think that obviously all drugs are not created equal. And the suggestion that I am not in favor of incarcerating heroin dealers, huge cocaine dealers, the cartel guys, the violent guys, that's nothing is further from the truth. Why can't we take marijuana users, and let's face it, eventually we're going to have legal marijuana in this country in all 50 states, and regulate it like we do tobacco, like we do alcohol, because let's face it, as far as I'm concerned, and I think the studies will back me up, that alcohol and probably tobacco as well are much more damaging in the cost to our society than marijuana is.
Well, I think tobacco is probably the most addictive substance on earth, if you check. And yes, it's legal, and I think someday we will have legal marijuana use. But the problem being, Tom, you threw out a number, 50% of the people in prison are there on drug-related charges. What is the percentage of people that are there for simple possession of marijuana?
That I don't have in front of me. I don't know.
That number would be very small. Most of these guys are either dealers or they're involved in, they might be a convicted felon in possession of marijuana and a pistol. Well, they're going to call that a drug-related charge because it is drug-related.
Yeah.
One, he shouldn't have a pistol. Two, he shouldn't have marijuana. And three, he's going to prison. And, it happens, and it happens all the time. But these aren't people who want to get out of their business. This is their business. Just like you go every day to annoy people on the radio.
would that business model not be as lucrative, though, if, in fact, legalization took place, government regulation took place, and marijuana was sold like tobacco is sold or like alcohol is sold?
It would definitely. But the problem is, someone who does stuff illegally, when you take away his trade, isn't going to say, okay, now I'm going to go down and get a job at Walmart. They're used to making pretty good money in their trade, and they're not going to say, oh, well, gosh, now that marijuana is legal, I'm going to go become a greeter at Walmart.
No, I agree with that.
They're going to find another form of illegal activity, whether it's selling cocaine or PCP or whatever they decide is going to be their ware of trade, because this is what they do for a living.
Oh, I'm not suggesting in any of my comments earlier, if this came across this way, then I was misunderstood, that law enforcement should stop going after drug dealers. I just think that we could make a better effort fighting the drug problem on the user end as opposed to the provider end, and it might be a better use of our limited funds in this war on drugs that seemingly has not been very successful despite all the money we put into it. You know, the right always argues that we have thrown money down the welfare hole and thrown money down the education hole. Well, I would argue we've thrown a lot of money down the drug war hole and don't have a whole lot to show for it either.
Well, you know, we've thrown billions and billions of dollars down the drug war hole, but the drug dealers have thrown billions and billions and billions of dollars at that same trade to keep themselves going.
Yeah.
And so money, you're fighting money with money. And you know what? What you're saying has a lot of merit, and there's probably truths on both sides of it. But
what about the other issue we were talking about, Rick? What's your take on the entrapment, if you will, of the Johns and the prostitution ordinance in the city of Wausau these days?
You know, I have absolutely no problem with entrapment simply because that's what the person is looking for. It's no less than these sting cars where they put them out and somebody comes to boost the car. Well, that walk down the street, you're not going to be walking down the street, see a set of keys in a car, and say,
Oh, come on now. There are crimes committed because of crimes of opportunity. Why should law enforcement be allowed to encourage people to break the law?
Well, I will go back to most people aren't sitting there saying, you know what, they'll walk past their car, they'll see the keys in the ignition, and they won't do a dang thing. Most of them. There are going to be some that say, okay, there's a crime of opportunity, I'm going to steal this car. But that being said, most people will not. And the ones that they're catching have a propensity to do this type of thing. And therefore, I have no problem with them.
All right. Thanks for the call, Rick. Appreciate it. Always good talking to you. 715-845-2155. Phone lines are open if you want to weigh in on this topic or anything else that's on your mind here this morning. That's why we're here. This is Feedback on WSAU. A quick break. We'll be back with more.
Okay, so you own a business. Not a startup, but a real existing business. And cash is tight. What do you do when you need funds? Go to a bank? Yeah, right. Waste a lot of time, send tons of paperwork, only to find out you need to personally guarantee your home, firstborn, and everything in between. Or you call the Business Funding Group. Yeah, it's fast and simple, with a 95% approval rate for existing businesses and cash for any purpose. Equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. When you call, you'll find out how to quickly and easily get the cash you need, up to $1 million with no collateral, no app or upfront fees, and your credit rating is not a factor. Plus, approvals in 12 hours and funds in 2 to 3 days. Call the Business Funding Group at 1-800-213-9850. That's 1-800-213-9850. This is by far the fastest and best loan available for existing businesses. Don't delay. Call 1-800-213-9850 now.
Now that he has retired from Congress, Barney Frank wants to make friends with the truth. The former Massachusetts congressman told the Huffington Puffington Post he was appalled that the Obamacare rollout was so bad. Barney says he doesn't understand how Obama could have sat there and not been checking on the progress of Obamacare on a weekly basis. But frankly, said Barney, Obama should never have promised that if you like your current health care plan, you can keep it. It wasn't true. And you shouldn't lie to people. And they just lied to people, Barney said. Well, now, isn't that something? From day one, some of us warned exactly what would happen if Obamacare was enacted. Obama said we were lying. His lying drive-by media flunky said we were lying. His lying political machine, a Democrat Party, of which Barney's a proud member, said we were lying. Barney said debating us on Obamacare was like being trapped inside a furniture warehouse, meaning we're dumber than wood. Now, of course, there's no hiding the truth that Obama knew from the start he was lying, and yet he lied to the American people anyway. And those lies have cost many Americans their health care plans and their relationships with their doctors. The sad truth is that Obama's party made health care far more expensive so they could give welfare health care to Democrat target voters. And now along comes Barney, who could have told the truth when it mattered, scolding Obama for lying to people. Thanks, Barney. Thanks for nothing. Seattle guy went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Now, can you imagine if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, bank and retirement accounts, your credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier knowing that if a thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code Rush to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. Network does not cover all transactions.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-739-8212. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-739-8212. That's 1-800-739-8212. Call 1-800-739-8212.
And we're back here. This is Feedback. We're in the studio. I'm Tom King. Seth's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Randy from Friendship.
Hey, Randy, go ahead. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I'd like to weigh in on the drug conversations and about the drug wars.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the drug laws do not deter anyone from stopping to do drugs. I think that they would be better off taking some of the money and educating the children, starting in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and maybe going like they have, I believe it's in Europe, where you register as a drug user. You go to, like, heroin, say you're heroin user, you go to a chemist, and they give you a dosage in the morning. If you have to go back in the afternoon, you go back and they give you another dosage. You do not leave the building with the drug. You do it right there. You know, we spend billions and billions, and all we do is incarcerate people for minor drug charges that have no, and I don't think that the laws have any bearing on people who are using drugs. It doesn't deter.
Well, we had the youth education program called DARE, and I don't know if DARE is still going in many places, but that was done in the grade schools and the middle schools.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been programs in the past. I'm not sure how effective they all were. Obviously, a lot of the kids who went through the DARE program eventually started experimenting with drugs somewhere along the line.
Yeah, well, maybe they should take some of the money that they're using and offer it for rehabilitation for people.
Well, I would tend to agree with you on that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Got some other calls we want to get to here. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning, Tom. This is Ray. I'm calling from the road.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Okay, I think Rick gave a really good functional analysis of the way things are today.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at it, prohibition of alcohol, prohibition of abortions, prohibition of gambling never worked. And we ended up legalizing them to one extent or another over the years. And I'm wondering if it isn't about time that we do a cost-benefit analysis and look at the costs of failed prohibition and versus the costs that would be associated with legalization for both drugs and what somebody could also describe as the world's oldest profession.
it's a good point that this stuff isn't going away no matter what. You legalize it, you don't legalize it, it's going to be there. And you're right. What is the cost to society between one or the other? And a cost-benefit analysis from a business model to look at something like that might not be a bad thing.
Okay, thanks,
Tom. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thanks. And I think you've been seeing that when it comes to marijuana, especially since marijuana, and for those of you who disagree with my point I'm about to make, the science does not back you up, that marijuana does have medical properties, and there are definite medical uses. And there are any number of doctors who will back that up. That marijuana is sort of in a different category from some of the other drugs that we're talking about because it's medicine in many cases for people. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Floyd.
Floyd, what's on your mind today?
Well, you will never end this drug war, which I agree is a total sham. You have the government involved in it. You have the prisons involved in it. You have the medical system involved in it. Everything is predicated on picking people up and finding them, stealing them. I mean, it's a regular loop. And so far as the police in Wausau or wherever they're pulling these little deals on with the prostitution, it's all about the, like the one gentleman said, it's a way of raising revenue. And if you don't think the war on drugs is the same thing, you got to really think hard.
Yeah, but the war on drugs costs billions of dollars a year.
Where does the money come from in the first place? It comes from the drug guys.
So not all of it.
The vast majority of it. You and I both know that the rules about the CIA and these guys bringing and funding and moving the drugs has been around for 30 or 40 years.
Oh yeah, one of the great ironies, of course, is the CIA and other secret organizations funding programs by running drugs. I mean,
yep.
Just look at that and you sort of shake your head. You go, okay.
Yeah,
I'm sure the DEA loved that. If they came upon an operation that was actually being run by the CIA and were told, sorry, hands off, you can't touch us.
Yeah, and you think they would stop them? No, I don't think so.
Yeah. All right, thanks, okay. Floyd.
Yep.
Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Sue.
Sue, go ahead. What's on your mind?
In probably the 80s, early 80s, I was caught down in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
at Summerfest,
mm-hmm.
and I was busted, and my friend and I, we were hauled away in a paddy wagon, booked, spent the night in jail, scared shitless. The next morning, we appeared before a judge. There was, I don't know, there probably would have been probably 30 people, you know, that were in the same boat we
mm-hmm.
were in. Got our, had to pay a $50 fine, got our hands slapped, and that was it.
What were you carrying? What were you carrying?
Just weed.
A couple of joints?
Less than a quarter pound, you know, so not a lot, but, you know, a little baggie full.
Okay.
You know, for small amounts like that, I'd say let them go. You know, if they're not selling it.
Well, there are places now that do that. I mean, it's legalized in certain cities in the United States. Obviously, the federal government has not gone that route yet.
I do not want the federal government getting involved in that. Look at what's happening in Colorado. You know, it shouldn't be legalized because then then it's just going to be a death spiral. I think that, I don't know, I just don't think that it should be legalized, though.
All right, well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So decriminalization is the way to go and not legalization, in her opinion. Let's see. Do we have time for one more call? I guess we do. One more. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Frank.
Hey, Frank, go ahead.
I was just going to say that the people that are going to boo for Brett Favre next year are way behind, and they haven't been listening to anything that's been said since he's retired for real and since the time he first retired. He said himself it wasn't his job to train the new quarterback, but yet all the time that he took off when he was hurt and they were giving all the reps to the next quarterback in, he did the job to train him right there just by giving him all those reps. And McCarthy and Thompson could see what he was developing into and he could do and couldn't do. And when he did retire and he said, I'm done. And they came out a little while later and said, we got our new quarterback. He kind of did it to himself and he regretted that. And when he did go to these new teams, he did a good job there, but just like in his last season with the Packers, those seasons ended with an interception that he just wanted to throw up and try and make something happen.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate the call. We're out of time, but yeah, Brett Favre coming back to Green Bay, it had to happen. And hopefully the people who will boo will not be too prominent in attendance the days that it does happen next year. All right. We're out of time for today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Feedback right here on WSAU.
He only wanted to do his best, which got him elected to the Hall of Fame. But Jackie Robinson's best quality was his character. So here's to you, Mr. Robinson, for passing it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, this is Tom King for Charter, and if you're like me, your DVR is filling up with all of your favorite shows you need to catch up on. And that's what Charter is all about, catching up. Whether it's catching up with your favorite shows, seeing what your friends are up to on the internet, or chatting with your family on the phone, that's why I...